And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 5th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Bailey 967 expected, north or southeast Iceland 961 by 1800 Thursday, new low expected 4th 990 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10, except in south Utsira. Becoming cyclonic 4 or 5 later in Viking. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South, 7 or gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 and 40s. Veering west or southwest, 4 to 6. Veering northwest, 7 or gale 8 later. Perhaps severe gale 9 later in Dogger. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 6 to gale 8. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, southwest, veering northwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 3 or 4, fair, good. South Fitzroy, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in east, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly veering northwesterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest veering northwest later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Irish Sea, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or southwest veering northwest later 5 to 7, occasionally severe gale 9, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic becoming northwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Rockall. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11, except in Hebrides and Fair Isle. Becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, west by south 5, mist, 5 miles 998, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 5, 4 miles 993, rising. Lerwick, south by east 9, rain, 1 mile 999, falling more slowly. Wick automatic, south 6, recent precipitation, 7 miles 996, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 5, slight drizzle, 3 miles 1000, falling more slowly. Lookers, southwest 3, recent drizzle, more than 38 miles 1001, falling more slowly. Boomer, south 5, slight drizzle, 2 miles 1006, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west, 7, 1011, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 5, 5 miles, 1022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 1019, falling. Jersey, south by west, 6, slight drizzle, 9 miles, 1021, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 7, 1018. Scilly automatic, southwest 6, rain 1100 metres, 1015, now rising. Milford Haven, southwest 4, slight rain 1 mile, 1010, falling. Aberporth, south by west 6, rain 27 miles, 1009, falling. Valley. South, southwest 6, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 1,007, falling. Liverpool Crosby, south, southeast 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 1,008, falling. Valencia, southwest 4, 6 miles, 1,008, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 6, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west 6, mist, 4 miles, 1,000, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest 3, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,001, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 4th of December. The general situation. Deepening Atlantic low-pressure systems will bring gales or severe gales to most areas through the period, with possible storm-force winds at times in the north and northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 7 or gale 8 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 7 or gale 8 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 7 or gale 8 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwest 7 or gale 8 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at times. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest, veering northwest later, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 7 or gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, in 5 or 6, veering northwest 7 or gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 7 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northwest 7 or gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Where is Lord Lucan?
On BBC iPlayer.
I am the son of Sandra Rivett, the nanny murdered by Lord Lucan in 1974.
If he's alive,
I'm going to find him.
One man's search for the infamous fugitive lord.
To catch a criminal, you have to think like a criminal.
A new three-part documentary.
Imagine if you thought you'd eluded justice for that long and your nemesis has found you.
Lucan.
Maybe we've tracked somebody down that's one of the biggest stories ever.
It can't be him, can it?
Watch on BBC iPlayer.
Well, this is where we part ways for the night. Our colleagues at the BBC World Service, they are ready to keep you company through the night. I want to thank you for listening with me tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Ron Brown in the newsroom, to you wherever you are in the world, stay warm, stay cosy and have a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Hong Kong and the United States. Coming up on the programme, we're talking about political instability and how it affects economies. We'll focus on South Korea, where the president could be about to be impeached.
What just happened in South Korea created another layer of uncertainty. And this is clearly not something that companies are looking forward to.
And we'll take you to another economy facing instability. This one is France.
Pour l'adoption, 331. La majorité requise étant atteinte, la première motion de censure est adoptée. Il n'y a pas lieu de mettre au voie la seconde motion.
What does this mean for Europe's second largest economy? That's all coming up on Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. France has been thrown into further political turmoil after a conclusive vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister, Michel Barnier, toppled the government. The vote, which was supported by 57% of MPs, was called after Mr. Barnier used special powers to force through a controversial budget. Andrew Harding reports from Paris.
Politicians from the hard right and hard left of French politics briefly uniting on this one issue. This was the national rally leader Marine Le Pen's reaction.
I don't feel my head spinning and I don't consider this a victory. We had a choice to make and the choice we made was to protect French people.
C'est celui de protéger les Français.
Having tasted blood, many French MPs now want more. Specifically, they want President Emmanuel Macron ousted. Heading home from a trip to Saudi Arabia, a badly weakened president has made it clear he's staying put.
The South Korean president, Yoon Suk-yeol, whose attempt to impose martial law sparked chaos on Tuesday, has accepted the resignation of his defence minister. Kim Yong-hyun had apologised for his role in the short-lived declaration of military rule. He'll be replaced by a former army general. The president is continuing to face calls from the opposition to step down or be forced from office. Large crowds have gathered in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, for a seventh night of anti-government protests. Earlier, opposition groups called for a general strike after police raided the party offices and forcibly detained one of their leaders. Rehan Dimitri reports from Tbilisi.
These protests were sparked by the Georgian government's decision to suspend these countries' EU accession talks for 4 years. And since that announcement was made, this is the